This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Inc. Realty. When it's time for your next move, choose Guaranteed.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. One of my favorite places, just a short drive away, is Dollywood. Dolly's Smoky Mountain Christmas is getting ready to start today, actually. And I have the PR girl in the studio, Ellen Liston, and we have her back because so much is always happening. And listen, Dolly has her plate full.
She does. So a ho, ho, ho from Pigeon Forge.
Yes.
It's really hard with this
weather,
like summer weather, not even early fall weather, but summer weather. But here we are in November, first Saturday in November, which is when we always start Smoky Mountain Christmas. So I guess folks are going to get a little flavor of the mountain and maybe seaside too, just with the warm weather. But
well, your leaves have to be turning.
The leaves have turned. 4 million Christmas lights are turned on. It's a fun holiday land at Dollywood, no matter what the temperature is. Somewhat warm, little chillier.
Hot chocolate's not your best-selling item. It's going to be ice
today.
Cream.
Probably not today. It might be a little ice cream. But, you know, even though the weather might not be getting us in the spirit today, let me tell you, the Christmas shows and the Christmas lights once the sun sets and the yummy holiday food and a brand new parade that's themed around the holidays that Dolly has gotten us to put together. Just, there's so much going on. It's kind of almost, I'm a little overwhelmed by myself just because we have so much that's new. So whether you maybe went to Dollywood last year at Christmas or you're coming for the first time, there is so much new for people to experience.
You know, I talked to a guy that works here, Trip West, and he said, oh, I went years ago when it was Silver Dollar City, and then I went when they first opened. I said, oh, heavens, you need to go back.
He does.
It's changed so much.
Yeah, so the Smoky Mountain Christmas Festival, the first year was 1990, so it's celebrating 26 years this year, and it's been added to throughout the years. I think one of my favorite things that we're doing this year is when we first opened for Christmas, we had a show that was called Christmas in the Smokies, and it's always been my favorite. And we've changed it through the years, and then maybe had shows that took a little bit more center stage, but that show is being remastered this year. So brand new set, brand new costumes, kept a lot of the storyline that it had.
But these are kind of Broadway-esque shows.
Very much Broadway-esque. And everything from Smoky Mountain-type Christmas songs with a Southern and country music flavor. Christmas in Dixie, like Alabama, has always been one of my favorite Southern Christmas songs. That's in there. To very religious songs as well, just that are very inspiring no matter kind of what your faith is. And I'm just so excited about that. So that's one of those traditional things that for those people who have been seeing it for years are going to love it all over, fall in love all over again. But if you've never seen it before, like you said, people be like, are you sure we're in Pigeon Forge? Because this really kind of has the flavor of a Broadway style musical entertainment story.
Okay, well, tell me about the parade. You said, is that new?
Brand new. So we've had a parade for many years during the Smoky Mountain Christmas Festival, but Dolly has a brand new movie coming out. You know, last year was Coat of Many Colors.
Yes.
Which was wonderful around Christmas time. So, you know, Dolly's the kind of person, she's like, well, hey, everybody loved that. Let's kind of do a sequel.
So, and this is going to be on NBC. I mean, this is not a Lifetime or anything. This is prime
time. This is going to show on NBC November 30th. And so our parade is themed around Christmas of Many Colors. Circle of Love is the name of the new movie. And it will debut in a couple of weeks. We're still putting the finishing touches on that. But it's going to be spectacular. And Dolly had a hand in telling us kind of what she thought would be great in that, and we took a lot of ideas from the movie, and it's called The Parade of Many Colors, and folks will be able to see that. I know one time they're going to be, will probably be excited to see it, is The Parade of Many Colors is going to be shown, or is going to be run through Dollywood the night after the world premiere of Christmas of Many Colors,
that's cool.
The movie. We're actually, Dollywood is going to become Hollywood on November 22nd, right before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So the movie is going to have its world premiere at our theme park in Pigeon Forge. And I'm sure the question everybody's asking, is Dolly going to be there? Well, of course. It's her movie. It's the world premiere.
Oh, she's going to be at the premiere.
She is going to be at the premiere, as are a lot of the folks from the cast. Ricky Schroeder and Jennifer Nettles play Dolly's parents in the movie.
Wait a minute. Ricky Schroeder, wasn't he?
He was on Silver Spoons, and he was in the movie The Champ when he was a kid. Yeah, all grown up. And they're really excited about coming. And then Olivia Lind, who plays Little Dolly, and her whole family are coming. And it's going to be a really fun evening. We're excited about showcasing Dollywood and what Dolly loves about the Great Smoky Mountains for the world. And we weren't going to be open on November 22nd, but we decided, well, heck, let's open it up for people to see. We're going to have red carpet, and we're going to have bleachers for people to watch folks coming in on the red carpet, and then they can see the new Christmas parade and the new shows, and we're just excited.
That is tremendous.
Yeah.
And tell me about one thing. Those that know me know that my life revolves around food. You know, after I eat breakfast, I start thinking about lunch, and after lunch, I start thinking about dinner. So
this is why we get along.
Yeah.
This is why we get along. So even though we talked about the fact that it's a little warm for hot chocolate, but you know, when the sun goes down, it gets a little bit cooler, probably in the 50s and 60s at, you know, in the evenings around the 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock hour. So one of my favorite things that we have at the holidays in terms of food, let's just start with our yummy hot chocolate beverages. So it's kind of dessert. So we'll just start there first. So last year we opened this brand new thing that had different flavors of hot chocolate. So you could have just your basic hot chocolate with whipped cream. You could have some marshmallows. You could have peppermint.
Then you have a hot chocolate bar?
We have like one whole booth that is just hot holiday beverages, hot chocolate, hot cider, and then there's different things. It's not just like hot cider. Like my favorite one was the one with like all the cinnamon in it.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I mean, so I just start there. It's kind of that whole, you know, life is short, eat dessert first.
Sure.
So you just do that. But then a holiday feast at all in different ways. So one of the new things that we're going to have on our holiday feast menu is Cornish hen. Now, let me just tell you, that's some good stuff right there.
And this is at just a booth?
This is at one of our restaurants that is going to have that on the menu. And then, of course, we can't have the holidays without the traditional, you know, sweet potato pie, mashed potatoes and gravy, Christmas ham, turkey and dressing, delicious like green bean casserole, and then we'll just go on to dessert. You and I really, I think we may just do the desserts and then we'll go to the hot chocolate and the hot cider drinks. And then if there's any room left, we might have something on a regular menu.
Right.
But maybe not.
We'll just peruse our way. Well, we're going to take a break. We're speaking with Ellen Leston. She is the PR person extraordinaire for Dollywood.
I love that.
Yes, Dollywood's Smoky Mountain Christmas. It's become legendary and a place for families to make memories. And they do something different every year. And this is like no other, with the Christmas of Many Colors movie coming out and then the Christmas of Many Colors parade. So when we come back, we're going to talk about more that Dollywood has put together for you and your family to experience.
And we're also going to talk about a bargain.
You had me there. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll be back more with Atlanta Living right after this. Hey, folks, make sure you stick around at 3 o'clock for Scott Slay's weekend roundtable about the political election coming up on Tuesday. This is something you're not going to want to miss. 3 to 3:30 right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Now more Atlanta Living. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are talking about the Smoky Mountains. That's Dollywood's Smoky Mountain Christmas. And we're speaking with Ellen Liston. She is the PR guru who makes all the things work, basically, at Dollywood. And she just threw out the word bargain and sale and discount and all those things like that before we went to break.
So we have done this for quite a few years. So when folks come to our Smoky Mountain Christmas Festival, starting today, runs all the way through January 1st, if they buy a ticket like today, they can upgrade it for a season pass for all of 2017 for the lowest price of the year. So you get all of the rest of Christmas, the Christmas festival, and all of next year on one season pass. It is really, why are we doing this?
We're supposed to make money.
But people love it. And it's just kind of that way to, if you haven't been there all year and you're like, yeah, I'm trying to decide, we'll come do that upgrade to a season pass. You get to come all next year. And we've got all kinds of new things happening next year. But while we're still on Christmas and the holidays, you know, Dolly has two dinner theaters that are in the Pigeon Forge area too. The Dixie Stampede
Dinner Attraction. I love the Dixie Stampede.
Which is so much fun. It's kind of a North versus the South rivalry, all very good-natured fun with all these gorgeous horses. Well, at the holidays, it's the North Pole versus the South Pole.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is just a lot of family fun, a four-course meal. And my favorite thing is the live nativity with camels. Now, I
are you serious?
I'm just not sure you can beat live camels at Christmas.
Who has that?
But that's just me, you know.
Oh my gosh.
And then we just opened Dolly Parton's Lumberjack Adventure in May.
Oh wow.
Also on the parkway is this really, really fun show with
Do they take off their shirt?
No, it's a family show.
Okay. I just asked.
But it's really amazing. It's kind of a fun storyline between two families that live in the mountains. And for the holiday show, it's about them finding the true meaning of Christmas. And amazing acrobatics and, yes, some lumberjack feats and a lumberjack feast.
Oh, yeah.
And really, you can find out about everything that's going on. Both the dinner shows, Dollywood's Dreammore Resort, our cabins, and, of course, Dollywood's Smoky Mountain Christmas. Literally, just call 1-800-DOLLYWOOD. Or go to dollywood.com. It's all there.
Well, Dollywood does nothing small.
That's true.
So there you have it.
And Dolly says, Merry Christmas.
And back to her.
Yeah.
And I will be sitting in front of my TV watching the NBC movie when it comes out.
I love it.
On
November 30th. Everybody tune in and watch Dolly.
I will be sitting right there. Ellen, thank you so much. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
50 WSB. Depend on it.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Inc. Realty. When it's time for your next move, choose Guaranteed.
Hey, welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. You know, we have a great city for football. We have the Falcons, we have Georgia Tech, and of course, we have our beloved University of Georgia Bulldogs. And so it's tailgate season, folks. A little crisp in the air in the mornings. So tailgating season is here. You need to grab your grills. You need to get ready for our next guest, Chef David Guaz. He is a cookbook author, and you'll see him several times on the Food Channel, Travel Channel's American Grill, and the author of his two cookbooks, including Grill Nation, 200 Surefire Recipes, Tips and Techniques to Grill Like a Pro. Well, here he is today to share his top tips for creating delicious tailgate creations this football season. Well, Chef, it's one thing to do that in your backyard. It's another thing to do that in the parking lot of a dome or a stadium. So how do we recreate and entertain lots of friends before and after the big game?
You know, I always tell people to just keep it simple. Grilling shouldn't be complicated, especially when you're going to pack it all up and reset it in time for the game. So you know, we talk about some fun recipes. You know, it sort of started to really highlight how honey plays a big part in these grilled recipes and what it does to these particular recipes that we're featuring and the versatility. And you know what? For me, it's all about not working too hard the day of, right? So
right.
I have sort of chosen some recipes that are great to pre-prep and, you know, have things marinating and ready to go. And so there's a lot less fuss the day of, so you can focus on the task at hand, which is having a good time and connecting with friends and getting ready for the big game.
So you are using the honey as a marinade on, say, the different meats that you're going to grill.
You know, it's endless, really. So for the mango salsa, you know, we toss the fresh mangoes with the honey and some red onion and cilantro and red bell peppers, and we have a wonderful way to kind of kick it off. You can prep that 2 days in advance, put it in a Tupperware container, and then once you get on location, you start to set up your rig. You can pop the lid on the Tupperware, and you can snack away with chips. It's also a great salsa to put on top of grilled fish. But the honey just really sort of helps to balance all those flavors. And we also do a honey black baked bean dish right on the grill directly.
Wow.
In a cast iron. We sweat a little bit of onion and some bacon. We add the black beans. We stir in some of that wonderful honey. And the honey in this particular recipe, you know, really helps sort of mellow out and balance the sort of earthiness of the beans itself. And a little bit of that chipotle and smokiness of the bacon. It's a wonderful sort of marriage of flavors, and it's cool because it's done directly on the grill. Part of the time you've got it lidded, and part of the time the lid's off, really allowing some of that grill flavor to sort of enter into the baked beans. Plus, you can't talk about grilling and barbecue without talking about some form of baked beans. So this is my version, a lot of fun, and a real simple, quick, easy recipe.
So are you starting with dry black beans, or are you starting with canned?
No, we start with canned to keep it simple, and you know, we don't want a full day in advance to have to prep anything.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, you can soak your beans a day early and cook them all the way through, and you know, use fresh dried beans in this particular recipe as well. But for us, it's all about convenience, talking about the big game, and then not having to fuss over or too much.
You know, I've only used honey in just the sweet instances. I've never used honey in a savory dish.
You know, that's, again, just really sort of showcasing the versatility of it, from, you know, the appetizers, fruit-based pineapple salsas, mango salsas, all the way down to fun cocktails. So, you know, with over 300 different varietals available of honey, it's like for me, it's a chef's dream come true, because you have so many different flavor profiles that they match up against other ingredients and really just sort of help pull flavor forward is what honey really is a natural sort of complement to a lot of different dishes. So.
Now, you talk about in your book, Grill Nation, how grilling with honey helps keep the meat moist.
That's right. It really allows sort of a force field of moisture to kind of get trapped in.
And listen, and, David, I need all the help I can get on keeping meat moist.
I hear you. Well, this is your saving grace, I think. It's you know, and the fact that it's one ingredient, it's all natural, is a home run anyway. So, you know, we use it in bastes and in marinades. We also use it in a lot of our sauces and salad dressings. It's a natural emulsifier. But it also is going to, on the grill specifically, create some wonderful color and caramelization, whether you're using it for beef or chicken or pork. It really doesn't matter.
So what is your favorite meat to take to the tailgate party?
You know, I'm back and forth. I like a little something light, and I like some red meat. But this particular one that we are sort of showcasing today, we love it because it's a simple build-ahead marinade. And so it's a honey Asian marinated beef tri-tip. And so we take big, bold flavors and Asian ingredients like black Asian vinegar and sesame oil and soy, all these very high acid, very strong flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And we add some honey to that. And we put it in a Ziploc bag, and we put our choice of beef, which is the tri-tip in this case, but you can also use flank steak and skirt and hanger, all of sort of my favorite cuts, if you will. And, you know, put it in the refrigerator 6 to 8 hours in advance, throw it in the ice chest, and put it in the back of the vehicle. When you're setting up, you get that grill nice and hot, good grill marks. You know, finish it nice, medium rare is the way I like to do it, 130 degrees, 135 internal temperature. And we love serving it on a bed of, like, just refreshing cucumber salad with a little bit of honey in there as well. And it's just a nice way to sort of do something a little lighter, you know, for tailgating. And it doesn't have to be all sausage and heavy condiments. And it's just a wonderful, simple recipe.
Okay, so I've not grilled or worked with tri-tips before. Is that, this is going to be a dumb question, is that one piece of meat or is that cut up in chunks?
Well, I mean, it's one cut,
okay.
And then we break it down a little bit. And so this is a heavy worked piece of beef, so it's going to have a little chew to it. So this is why we marinate this particular one, so it tenderizes it, and it's got just a lot of flavor, which is why I love the tri-tip.
So the marinating is not only imparting flavor, it's also breaking down the tougher cuts of meat.
You nailed it. That's it.
All right. So
I love things that work twice for you, you know, in multiple ways. It's just the best of both worlds when things work out that way.
Now, when you're shopping for honey at the grocery store, what should you be looking for?
You know, we shop with our eyes, and, you know, that's the main reason why honey is in clear containers, whether it's clear plastic, what's the standby honey bear, which we all know and love.
I just love to squeeze his belly.
Exactly. Or it's, you know, some kind of glass vehicle or jar. And, you know, you can really kind of shop with your eyes in the sense lighter colored honeys are going to be a softer, milder flavor. And you get to the more sort of middle-of-the-road ambers like wildflower and tupelo and alfalfa, you know, it's going to be a little bit more flavor and a little bit more body to them and have a little bit more character. And then, you know, darker honeys like sourwoods and avocado are going to be like you can't see through them at all. They're going to be as dark as petroleum and oil.
Wow.
And you know, it's going to really embark a wonderful sort of big flavor. So those are great to match up to other strong ingredients because they really sort of pair nicely with that.
So you mentioned earlier about cocktails, and no good tailgate is going to be complete without a great cocktail to go with it. How are you, what are your favorite go-tos when you're tailgating?
So the Honey Nola Backyard Swingers is the one that, you know, we talk about because it is such a simple formula. We actually take honey and a little bit of water and make a simple syrup or a honey syrup, if you will. And we take that and we match it up to grapefruit juice. And, you know, just those two alone really sort of marry well together because you get the floral honey and the natural sweetness of the honey paired with sort of a bigger acid type of juice like mm-hmm. grapefruit. And then for an added kick, we actually put a little bit of sliced jalapeno and some fresh rosemary in there.
Wow.
We throw it in a shaker and with some ice. And then we'll spike it with, in the book's case for Grill Nation, we put dark rum, but you can also use white rum, you can use bourbon, you can use vodka. It's really, really, really versatile. Even gin works, believe it or not. So just a wonderful sort of way to sort of, you know, make it your own and customize it. But I love it because you can make your honey and your grapefruit base in advance and put it in some kind of jug or container, put it in the ice chest. You can doctor it up or spice it up or spike it up, if you will, on location once you get your rig set up. And it's just an easy drinking cocktail, a lot of fun.
So that way, your work is done ahead of time. And for a simple syrup, normally that is equal parts sugar to water, but you're using honey in place of sugar with the water.
Yep, that's it.
So it's adding an extra flavor to your cocktail. That
an all-natural sweetener that's just... got all kind of incredible properties to it.
Well, Grill Nation is a book that every grill master at heart needs to have. Where can people get more information on these delicious recipes that you've shared with us today?
All these great honey-inspired recipes and also some really great how-to videos on honey.com. And then sourcing out local honey in your region, you can actually go to honeylocator.com. So some great tools to be able to access more ideas and fun, creative recipes.
Well, I'm downloading the one about that cocktail, and I may be trying that this weekend.
Nice.
Chef David Guas, thank you so much for joining us on Atlanta Living. And so what's your favorite sports team?
Well, I'm from Louisiana, so it's all about the Saints. So we've got a nice, healthy rivalry going between, you know, the good old Falcons and
yeah.
the Saints.
It's
a long, long time history, and I always love actually making the trek up here for a game, and it's just a lot of fun, and that's what football is all about.
David Guas, thank you so much for joining us in the studio. You can pick up his book, Grill Nation. Thank you, and folks, pick up this tip and run with it to the grocery store, and you can have the best tailgating that anyone around has ever seen, and you'll be the envy of everybody in the parking lot. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Hey guys, welcome back to Atlanta Living. It's time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig of the website BitesandSights.net. Also, he's a food writer for Atlanta Social Season magazine. And, of course, my website, BelindaSkelton.com. Now, you have a new place with some views and brews.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of places in Atlanta you can grab a drink and a bite and take in some great views. But the Beer Garden Style, it's brand new, 9 Mile Station,
which
sits atop Ponce City Market, offers unparalleled, unfettered views of downtown, midtown, and Buckhead skylines all at once. I mean, it's tough to top that. I've never found a place that you could see all three skylines at once. It's operated by Kelvin and Mandy Slater. They're the couple that founded Blue Moon Pizza. They also operate Skyline Park. That's the amusement park on top of Ponce. And again, they've done this fantastic job creating this really wonderful destination that stays true to the historic charm of the building and the carnival atmosphere on the rooftop. So first, you got to work out. There's a minimum spend to go upstairs to the restaurant. It's usually $15 or $20. And you just make that commitment. And then you take a freight elevator to the top of the building. And you walk past the mini golf and the carnival rides and go to the west side of the roof. And inside, it's a beer hall sort of design, but it's very high design, cool green tile, warm, dark woods. From the tap, you can get beers from Atlanta to Asheville to Austin to Grimstad, Norway. I mean, they've got incredible craft beers. The menu is former Barcelona chef Jonathan McDowell. There's a lot of love and time into the creations there. These are great small noshes. I had these fried sweet peppers with a savory crab salad inside. They press beautiful sandwiches. One's made with soppressata, mortadella, provolone, and pepperoncini. They even serve meats like bratwurst and kielbasa, and you can buy them by the inch. So if you just want 4 inches of bratwurst, they'll just bring out 4 inches of bratwurst.
I want 4 inches of bratwurst.
Okay, that's Neil Bortz would have fun with that one. Basically, I just loved everything I tried there. The food's amazing. The views, just eyefuls of skyscrapers, great beer. It's another home run for Ponce City Market.
That place never ends.
No, it keeps going.
All right, David, where can we find you during the week?
Well, you've got all this information on 9 Mile Station on your website, BelindaSkelton.com. My website is BitesandSights.net, and definitely follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at BitesandSights.
Okay, folks, you've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.